In the 17th century, except for agriculture, there was hardly any work in this region. Therefore, many people from Holzwick moved across the border to their Dutch neighbors for several months a year to earn money there. These so-called Holland-goers worked by helping with the harvest, by cutting peat, or mowing meadows. This type of work was very common in the border area at the time. Around 1866, the tradition of migratory workers going to Holland was replaced by migration to the nearby region of the Ruhr Valley. During industrialization, an enormous demand developed there for workers in the coal mines and in the emerging steel industry. Hence, people from Holzwick willing to work migrated to the booming cities of that time, such as Essen, Dortmund, Gelsenkirchen or Bochum. Up into the 20th century, in addition to agriculture, the most important sources of income for the people of Holzwick were handcrafts, blacksmiths and shoemakers, carpenters and lathe operators, wheel and wagon makers, brewers and millers, bakers and butchers, and tailors and tors can be found in the village's archives. However, as in many other villages in the Münsterland, the most important branch of handcraft was weaving. In 1827, among the approximately 200 households in Holzwick, there were at least 88 weavers. However, only 4 of them worked full-time at their loom. The rest of them worked at weaving in the winter months as a sideline to agriculture. Towards the end of the 19th century, weaving in Holzwick totally lost its importance, in contrast to many other handcraft businesses, of which there were still 48 in the 1930s. So many that during the aftermath of World War II, Holzwick gained a reputation as a handcrafter's village. What began shortly after the war as a small village assemblies developed over the course of the 20th century into well-known companies in woodworking, furniture retailing and meat processing. In the 1990s, more areas were zoned for industry to meet the great demand from companies. This positive development continues today.